saw that. That was on Frontline, actually.
Yeah, and then the guy comes out and cries.
Yeah, he knelt down and cried. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that. That's the one with the interpreter who was saying everything wrong back to the general. You remember that?
woman is looking at you, don't she, your feet? You! Yes! Can't you behave the great scared?
The Madhouse will begin in just one moment.
Как обычно. exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Grits and Groceries, ABC Store.
Hey, Grits and Groceries, right? Sir?
You got it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So you're going to make up your mind or what?
Make up my mind about what?
Is it grits or is it groceries or is it liquor?
It's grits and groceries liquor.
So I can go in there and get some grits right now? You got cheese grits or ham grits or what?
We got them in the pack. You can buy them and take them home and cook them.
Fuck that shit, man. I want you to make my grits for me.
We don't make grits.
Then why you have grits in your first name?
Well,
asshole.
Why you ask so damn many questions?
Because if I'm going to drive down there, I'm going to not waste my gas. I'll tell you what, gas is expensive there, old boy. You know, I want some.
It sure is.
Yeah, well, it is. Well, shit. I think it's false advertising. You say that the first thing you sell is grits.
I ain't got time to listen to all this bullshit. What you want?
How do you make grits? If I go down to get a pack of grits, you eat grits, fat boy, or what?
Yeah, I eat grits.
All right. How am I going to make this? What, I take this bag of grits and throw it in some water? How do I do it?
I don't give a damn how you make them. You can do them any way you want to.
You're a fat fucker, aren't you?
Want some hog
grits? No, I ain't fat fucker. I'm a pretty good fucker.
What did you just say to me?
What? Milkman ruined it.
I'm a pretty good fucker, though.
How dare you talk to me like that on the phone?
I dare you to talk to me that way.
You just said the F word. I'm just calling
for
some grits.
Who the hell is this? Who the hell is this?
This is Bo.
Who?
Bo. Bo Steen.
Bo Steen?
Write it down, you fat fucker. Bo Steen.
How do you know I'm a fat fucker?
Because I can hear it in your big, fat, waddly-ass voice.
Your gravy chin, boy.
What can I hear in your waddly-ass voice?
You hear? Yeah, I'm a homosexual.
I hear a bunch of bullshit. That's what I hear.
I'm going to go down there and make you eat my shit out of my ass, and it has semen mixed in it.
Gonna, I got a damn 38 that says you ain't going to make me do a damn
thing. I got you on tape threatening me. It's over. You're giving me some free liquor.
I ain't giving you shit.
Well, I'm going to go down there and give you some shit. I'm going to punch you in the mouth, you fat redneck.
Deliver,
no, you ain't.
I'm going to go down there. You're going to make me some grits, and I'm going to have sex with you.
How you going to go down there? I ain't down there. I'm up here.
I said down there, because I'm up here north. I'm in New York.
Oh, who is this?
I told you. My name is Bo Steen.
I don't know Bo Steen.
Well, I'm a good old boy from town, and I'm going to go down there. You're going to make me some grits.
Which town?
What?
Which town?
The town that you're in, you stupid asshole, Chesterfield.
You ain't know where the hell you're at, boy?
Well, that don't make ring no bell with me.
You're such a goddamn homosexual, you don't even know what town you live in anymore. You're a
damn lying son of a bitch, too.
You're a stupid cock, and you're a liar.
Hey, if you don't tell me what the hell you want, what you called me for, I'm going to hang up.
I want some grits, I said. G-R-E-T-Z.
I told you could go to the grocery store anywhere and get grits.
Well, I want grits from your place, because your place says grits.
I ain't going to sell you none. I don't like your attitude.
You don't even know who I am. I'm going to go down there and force you.
Well, I said I didn't know, and I'm fixing to hang up. You
don't need to sell me no grits. You're going to make it for me for free. Then I'm going to use it as...
I ain't making nothing.
I'm going to use it as lubrication to have anal sex with you.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like
you
it,
like
too.
No, you're not.
It's going to be just like when your cousin was in town.
What cousin?
Your cousin. Your cousin, girlfriend, mother, sister, wife.
Walter?
Who?
Your cousin, boyfriend, mother, sister, wife, cousin.
Oh, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I ain't got time for this bullshit. I'm working.
Your name Ernest.
I'm going to pull all your pubic hair out, make a sandwich, and make you eat it in front of me with grits.
You can go to hell, too.
You can go to hell, you damn Republican.
Who is
this? This is Bo Steen,
who is
I said.
This?
Bo Steen.
I don't give a damn. I don't know Bo Steen.
Then why are you asking what my name is, you crack ass cracker? What's your name?
That's
it's right. Bo Grits. We lost.
I said crack.
Grits and Grocery, ABC Store.
Yes, hi. I was wondering if you'd like to make a donation to the homosexual movement of South Carolina.
What did I just get through telling you? Don't you call back here anymore.
Look, boy, I'm going to have sex
with... Don't call me no boy. I ain't no boy.
I'm old enough to be your father, boy.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Here's what's up, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Is this Harry?
No, it's not, sir.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Keith.
Are you in charge of hiring?
I actually own the store, sir.
You own the store, so there's no Harry involved then?
No, sir.
Well, that's good. I don't like hair that much anyway. But regardless, I got a truck full of Chinese people here looking for some job, and I see you guys are a sweatshop. Thought maybe you guys be interested.
No, don't use them, sir.
Well, you don't like Chinese people? What's the matter with you? What, you stick with Mexicans or something?
No.
That's kind of racist, don't you think?
It's a family business, sir.
So you have your family working in a sweatshop?
Yes, sir.
What kind of sick person are you? You make your family sweat labor?
What a bastard, that guy. He's got a sweatshop and he makes his... I'm going to try to call him back.
Harry, sweatshop, can I help you?
Hey, how you doing, Harry? Harry, why'd you hang up on me?
First of all, my name's not Harry, sir, and what can I do to help you?
Well, I need to find out, number one, Keith, Jim, Bob, whatever your name is, what type of man in America would dare run a sweatshop right under our noses here?
First of all, it's not a sweatshop. That's just the name of the store.
So it's a sweatshop. What's the name of your? What did you say when you picked up the phone right now?
That's the name of the store, sir. It's a retail store.
So do you provide clothes for, like, Walmart or Kmart or something really cheap?
No, I provide clothes for individuals that come in and buy them from me.
Under slave labor.
Embroidery.
Under slave labor.
No, I don't have any slave labor.
Then why are you calling a sweatshop?
I don't have time for your bullshit. Somebody else.
Listen, you little cock.
The house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Yes, I
don't know what you pay for white babies.
PCU Radio.
Bitch.
I got a truckload of white babies.
You're listening to Madhouse Radio with Kalito.
Oh, those Japanese babies. They're mad smart.
You missed it, said your name.
Huh?
You said your name.
Who's that? Who is that?
Yes, me lion.
The white guy?
You're listening to Madhouse Radio with Kalito, Minimum, and them psychic Andy.
What? That's gay.
Psychic Andy.
That's crazy. Sidekick. That's got to be strange.
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A Madhouse!
He's become a god.
Now like a bear.
Oh, you're a god too. We are not.
That's how everybody thinks.
God? Which one? He thinks he's you.
Sounds bad, but...
Oh, hey. Perhaps not. When he decides to announce his ability, the law sees man, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back. My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there. Far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Toltecs, or the Mayans, that they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Econ.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Info.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go!
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris. I take reels today.
first of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you fucking piece of shit!
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you have a bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are going to speak in Panama.
I what know, you speak want? You speak English, I see.
You motherfucking,
you
motherfucking. Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't never,
I'll punch
never
in the mouth.
Call again to this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry? But what's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
I'm so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe-ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicapped Circus, and I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo. What's up?
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the line, Detroit's back.
What's up? Hey, good evening. Every fuck. Oh, you see this right here? I was smoking a cigar while I was on the air.
Yeah. Not a good idea.
And the next thing I know, there's smoke like 2 inches from my face, and the microphone cup caught on fire. It was like I was smoking this Black and Mild down to the nub, and it caught on fire, and it almost burnt my nose. It singed my nose hairs.
Was there,
I
like
saw
a
the
flame?
Smoke.
There's
yeah,
a
it actually
flame?
Caught on flame, like, and it was like right by my eye. I was like, oh, like that. And I was on the air.
That's
awesome. And I got scared. I put myself on mute for it, though. That was crazy.
You shouldn't have muted yourself.
See it now?
It would have been funny to hear
you. I'm like, oh. No, seriously, I was like, oh.
Yeah, that would have
like
been great.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
You could use that as like a drop or something.
Yeah, that was Friday. That was funny. That was very funny. I remember that. Anyway, hey, everybody. It's 10:25 or some shit. Yeah, 10:25, right? Yeah. I don't know if these are accurate. 10:24,
sure
10:25, whatever. We're on delay anyway, so you don't care. It's 10:25 p.m. Eastern, and you're listening to The Madhouse on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio. And also some other guy who's simulcasting me now. I forgot his name.
Yeah, he's great, though.
He is great. Thank you.
He lifted a car off of a child once.
Yeah, you don't know about this,
bro. No, I do know he lifted a car off of a child once.
Yeah, but you don't know he's simulcasting us now. It's called Hits City, everybody. Hits
wow.
City. That is hitscity.aim/planet. No, no, no. I'm sorry. .aim-planet.com. Hitscity.aim-planet.com. That would be Hits City. That's Austin Moore. I guess he does a show himself or something. Anyway, he's simulcasting us tonight, so good for him. That's his website. Why don't you say hi to him? Anyway, this is the Madhouse.
Wow, you should turn it down a little bit, I think.
What? No,
I think it's
agree.
Really loud.
Is it really?
Yeah, my ears hurt.
Oh, Jesus. God, hang on.
I'll
just
turn mine down.
Well, yeah, you have your own microphone.
Yeah,
that's what
I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, you got your own speaker setting or whatever, I guess. I don't know. There's Nunu. We got to talk to Nunu, too. I got to make an announcement to Nunu here in a few.
That we hate him and we hope he dies?
No. He has, anyway, I'll get to that in a second. Remind me of the Nunu case that I had to talk about. Okay. There was something else, too, I had to talk about, but... Yeah, anyway, so yeah, Milkman's not here tonight. I don't know where he is. I talked to him before the show. He's like, yeah, man, we're going to go.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I got Kitty all lubed up for tonight.
I just shaved my tank.
Yeah, but there again. Look, he's gone. I don't know. Maybe he lost coconut power. I don't know.
We're getting invaded by the cannibals.
Yeah, so we hope to hear from Milkman. And then, yeah, I just got my cell phone shut off because I haven't paid the bill.
Yeah.
I got to pay that when we get off the air. So it's not that I don't have the money. I just didn't pay the bill, okay? I have a job now, everybody. Yay,
yeah.
Good for me. I think I do. For those of you who are following the saga from, like, Friday when I was on the air, yes, I took my drug test and I suppose I passed. I don't know. Andy, what are your thoughts? You think it's possible for me to have passed doing what I had done?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never had to because I don't work in any kind of industry where they care.
Yeah. They prefer you to be on drugs. The stuff I do.
It's a 50-50
But shot. I don't know. Yeah, I would say it's like 50-50. I like that.
Do you know who... Were you here when we prank called Reverend Phelps? God hates fags guy?
I don't know.
We prank called his... And we got to talk to him. Fred Phelps. That's who it is. The God hates fags guy. Okay. Anyway, that's what's going on. Something happened with this dude. We prank called this guy before. He's the pastor of the Westboro Baptist Church, right? I don't think you were here for this.
No, I don't think so.
But I called to interview him, and I got his wife, and his wife, like, went off on me.
What'd she say?
She's like, I said I was from 2020.
By bikers?
Yeah. Well, you heard about the bikers, right?
No, what are the bikers?
Oh, yeah, that's what happened.
The gay bikers?
No, they're, like, they go. This guy's fucked, man. He's, like, such a racist.
Wait, did Reverend Phelps create a machine to destroy the world, and the bikers stopped him?
No, he's working on that. But what he does, he's like, he says that God hates fags and AIDS and this and that. Like, he's like really anti-gay or whatever. He's anti-America. He says that the war in Iraq is punishment by God for America embracing fags, he says, and all this shit. So whenever there's a funeral for someone who's been killed in Afghanistan or Iraq, him and his congregation, which is pretty much consisted of his like cousin, of like his grandsons and his immediate family. Okay. That's his congregation. They go to these funerals and they protest about... They protest like against him. They call the guy who died as his punishment for fags or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this group of bikers called... I think they're called the Patriot Riders. Does it say it on here? Somewhere? I think they're called the Patriot Riders. It's this group of bikers, and they go out there, and they do counter...
they pop wheels around
them or something? I don't know what they do, but they say that they've gotten violent with them. Like, they do, like, they grab their signs.
I want to see that fight. Bikers versus...
But this guy, I called her once on this show, and she was, like, yelling at me. She's like, we're not going to do an interview. We've talked to CBS before. When I was, like, 16, I used to watch 2020 every Friday. All right, whatever. Okay. But they interviewed this guy, and, like he was just, like, he had his grandsons. All they did all day was fax out to gay people. Like, they would find out someone who's gay, get their fax number, and harass them all day, sending them faxes about how evil gay... Like, just, like, calling them, like, sinners and... gay, fag, I don't know, whatever.
Okay.
He's an asshole, basically, but... I don't know. Yeah, so yeah, these bikers are going around attacking him in his congregation or something. So, anyway. You know, I'm trying to download right now. Did you hear the Tommy Lasorda
prank?
Yeah,
I've heard that.
I want to hear that.
You haven't heard it yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it's pretty
good.
I'm
going to hear it again. It's funny. Anyway, Tommy Lasorda is a funny guy when
he was.
He used to get upset.
I think he's dead now. He's very fat.
Yeah. You know, Sidekick Chuck is telling me to accept the Tommy Lasorda interview and prank. Well, I tried... But it's not going through. Yeah. I would suggest Sidekick Chuck try to upload that to RapidShare. I know you use that. If you could upload that to RapidShare, I'll just get it. Just send me a RapidShare link and I'll get it and I'll play it. Don't worry about it. Because I'm on Trillion and you're probably on regular AOL and the transfer's not going to go through.
It's crazy.
Like that, yeah. It had to be Trillion to Trillion with me. And that's a problem. But Trillion is so easy to manage. Anyway. What was I getting at? I didn't even say the introductions, right? We're here.
Yeah.
Andy, what's up?
I do it partly.
Yeah,
what's up,
man?
What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, I hope you
not
feel
the sidekick.
Not the sidekick. Yeah,
if I sound weird, it's because I'm sick.
Yeah, okay. It's nothing.
All apologies, everybody.
Yeah. All right, no problem. Yeah, the website for the Madhouse is madhouselive.com. Again, that is madhouselive.com, the website for the Madhouse. If you're listening to PCU Radio, also please be sure to check out the homepage for Prank Call Underground Radio. That's kdkprankcalls.com. That's as in kill, death, kill. kdkprankcalls.com. You can also join the chat room there. I see associated people are in there, regulars, new. We're going to talk to you in a second here. Carlito, that's me. I just read my own name. Carlito Live. KDK, Kill Death Kill himself. He's right there. Little Evil Neil, Madman, of course, who runs the chat server. And the Dead and shit. Lonesome Loser. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. Sent in some numbers. Whoop-dee. He's working on trying to find this. Yeah. He's working on trying to find this guy, Sean Hummel. We need to talk to this guy. I wonder if he'll talk to me. Anyway.
Probably. You guys were good friends.
Yeah, okay. We got a few numbers here. Let's see what we got so far. We got Codependence of Sex Addicts and Debtors Anonymous. Both of them. Stupid bitch answered, pretending to be an automated message saying the mailbox is full.
That's fine.
Called back and she decided to act like a real person. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta call that.
That's a sex editor right there who answered, I bet you. That's funny.
So you wanna peel it back and beat it up.
Yeah, you have a Coke. Beverly Hills Center for Sexual Medicine. The Club Unisex Clothing. Okay. We have Kill Radio, which is a live 24-hour internet radio station. Okay. A Fairy Tale Kingdom in Hawaii. We have the Manchester Center Money Mart in Fresno, California. And Lynn Spears, relative of Britney Spears in Franklinton, Louisiana. I suppose so, right? Isn't she from Louisiana, that bitch Spears?
Yep.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of... Wow. Great. We could do that, I guess. As far as Melbourne, because there is a S Hummel there, and the only other S Hummel I can find in Florida is Zephyr Hills, which is 813 area code, and it's about 75
Melbourne.
I don't know if Homeboy lives in Melbourne.
Maybe he still lives with his parents. You know his dad's name?
His mom had a different last name.
Oh, no.
It was like Von Gergerson. Oh, hey, I know this. He grew up on in Deltona. He grew up on Swiss. Same where Mike's grandma lives.
At. Swiss cheese?
No, Swiss Court. I think it's Swiss Court. That's the name of those. Yeah, but he was like young. I'm trying to think what else about him. I don't know.
He's got red hair.
Well, yeah, his last name is Hummel. I mean, it's Irish, apparently. But yeah, I don't know. I can try to locate it, but that's the homeboy right there. Anyway, what am I getting at? Join our chat room. Like I said before, now, if you want to submit your numbers to me, you can do so in the chat room. You can do so on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. Again, if you're using AOL Instant Messenger, you can hit us up at Madhouse Radio. If you have someone you'd like us to prank call, we'll take a stab at it. I ask that you at least give us a full name, first and last name. What else?
Some kind of info,
like how old, what they do, where they work, you know, if they got something going on. Tell us about that. City and state, and try to see if you can confirm that they're going to answer, if possible. That's all great. That's all what we ask for. And if you do that for us, hell, we can definitely get your prank call through. You know, Kitty K says he doesn't like to take numbers from other people. He only wants to take Lonesome Loser's number. Like, I do Lonesome Loser's number. I try to do as many as I can. Yeah, speaking of which, Nunu, here's what I had to tell you about. Yeah,
Nunu saga.
Yeah, try to get me that number that you did so long ago for Phelps, Reverend Fred Phelps. That's that guy. And I wanted to ask him, see if I can get them to talk about the biker situation, because that's awesome. But I got to find that news article.
We can say that we're the we're opposing bikers.
We're opposing bikers. Yeah. What can we say we are?
We're the
lowriders.
Yo,
we hate fags, yo. Yo.
Yeah.
That's
it. Toodle.
Yo, we hit those fags too.
Yo, those fags are toodles.
I'm trying to think. This guy's name is Phelps Biker. Damn it. Phelps Bikers. Bikers drown out anti-gay pastor at soldiers' funerals. Okay. There it is. I found it. Anyway, yeah, so Nunu, if you can find that number you sent me, I think it was at least a few months ago. That's him right there. That's his people right there.
They're very terrifying.
Yeah. God sent us Jed.
Hit the enlarged button. Let's see the other
one. I'm trying, dude. Motherfucker won't work.
You didn't hit the enlarged one until now.
I did right there. Oh, there
you go. Oh, that sucks.
That's not enlarged.
Man, oh, hey, man. One of them looks like she's got a nice little body on her. Right
God
there.
Sent.
Look at that one.
Yeah, that's a little girl,
you
man.
You think so?
That's his family. That's like his grandkids
far away.
And shit.
I'd put her in the minor leagues.
Dude, look at that. Thank God for IEDs. Isn't that fucked
that's
up?
Terrible. USA Eagles Fag Nation.
God hates America, but they got like the American flag. This lady right here.
Well, I bet you that probably says something insulting on her shirt there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, those are just stars.
I've got 49 stars, not 50.
There's one guy, he looks like he's air guitaring here.
Yeah, that's a kid. Yeah. That's his family. It's the only people that go out for that shit. But that's great that they're the bikers. I wish they beat him up and shit. That'd be great.
I wonder how long that fight takes between them and the bikers.
A band of motorcyclists rolls around the country from one soldier's funeral to another, cheering respectfully to overshadow jeers.
Oh, that's all they do. I thought maybe they whip some chains at him or something like that.
Well, it's fun. They just ride by them with their bikes up, which is all loud and shit.
Yeah.
A bunch of Harleys like,
they should just do it. They should just circle them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like with the chains. Like, yeah. Just like, yeah. Anyway, fuck that shit. Okay, well, Sidekick just says my stream sounds so much clearer streamed off my website. Hey, well, thank you, man. I put up all the... I redid the website a little bit. I put up the information to the really nice server that, you know, yeah. The stereo one and stuff, and I see some more people listening to that. That's kind of cool. But anyway, thanks for listening. We got to get on with some prank calls. Look, here he is. Please call later. I'm on the air. How much money, but he doesn't answer.
Yeah,
I
got, he probably won't.
I got a new system for him. Hey, old man. That's our code. Yeah, anyway. Milkman's what? He's 43, I think I calculated, or he's 40.
You calculated it?
I think I did once. Like, he gave me enough clues that I figured out how old he was. He's 42. I think we gotta ask him. Anyway,
I was born before motor cars were invented.
Yeah. Nunu says some middle aged redneck from Texas is a good victim because he gets pissed after a while and tends to stay on the line. Reminds people of Mr. Burgess. Okay, that's cool. You ever heard the Mr. Burgess prank calls?
No, I don't think so.
See, those are funny, too. This actually came out to be fake. It's actually an actor. He
okay.
said... I'm going to do this in Milkman's voice before we connect him up. He said his surname is Smith. Do some pro-gay or pro-black prank or something. Invite him to town's black gay carnival. Okay, so he doesn't like black people or gay people. Cool. And then we got Fred Phelps' number also. We got to do that call. Okay, Knicker Claws. See if we can get Milkman on. Master,
yeah, I doubt it.
The master engineer Milkman. How many attempts do you think tonight? Five? I say five. I'm gonna thank you for letting me borrow this CD. It's really cool. I like it. Alright there, dude. Ring six, I think. I think it's more like seven.
The person you are calling is not answering.
Shut up. Okay, let us know. Anyway, so we'll continue waiting for him, but in the meantime, we can do pranks, guys. We have to do pranks. Anything else that I'm forgetting that we should talk about? No, shouldn't we? Weren't we like 40 minutes into the show? We haven't done a prank yet, so. Yeah. Let's do this. Yeah, anyway, the website was updated with 14 new prank calls also. So be sure to check that out. Go to madhouselive.com. I've got the infamous game bang on Prankmaster call. That's there. I know that. Let me think what else is on there. Those two prank calls, those new ones that I did Friday, those are on there. I played those at the beginning of the show. I'm going to talk like this one. Yeah. Alright, we're going to give a call to Fred Phelps, Reverend Fred Phelps. I haven't even tested the fucking phone line yet. He's porridge hot.
Two, two, two.
Nice. You have... $2.25.
All right.
Please enter your destination. Allow you to talk for 3 hours, 45 minutes, 29 seconds.
Did I mute that number? Or did it just dial without muting it?
I don't know.
Oh, shit. Whoops. Come on, Phelpsy. My hardware driver sound pipe is acting up.
Acting up. I'm gonna spike it.
God damn it. God damn it.
Milkman, bring the show down. Yes. Yes, Galaxy's on. Yes, it is. And you got a new car.
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Yep. Camry, huh?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think a Camry is? What kind of fucking name is that for a car?
It's a Japanese name for a bull.
Oh, God.
I think.
Is that what it is?
No.
Is a Corolla a Spanish name? Isn't it mean like planes or some shit?
It means egg tosser.
Egg tosser. Let's try to call Zola while we wait for Milkman to come back. I wonder if he picks up. What do you think Zola? He's a janitor, right? In a high school?
That's what he does?
We gotta ask this cat. What's the deal with Zolar, if you don't answer now, man, fucking call. Call the show. Man, that bitch ain't gonna answer. Anyway, let me turn on the toll-free number anyway. The toll-free number is about to be activated. You want to call in and talk to us and do
Everybody should rush right now to the phone.
Yeah, we only have a few phone lines. Space is very limited. We only do so many calls here in the madhouse. We're only allowed by KDK to let so many calls in, and that's a rule. And that's all because of you know who out there, whose name we don't mention anymore. I'm totally making
That one Arab guy.
That guy. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to call that guy. That rebel guy. I bet you someone here has his phone number. That rebel fuck. I heard he sucked anyway. He tried to do his own show, and I heard it was stupid. All he did was prank call about people stealing his hubcaps all day. He did 20 calls in a row about that. Someone was telling me. I was like, really? That's all he did? Motherfucker. Anyway, let's see if Sidekick Chuck uploaded that yet. There it is. Okay. So, yeah, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, you can reach us here toll-free anywhere in the 48 contiguous states. That's 1-888-278-8509. Tommy Lasorda. Isn't it Lasorda?
Yeah, that's misspelled. I think he is alive, actually.
Yeah, we'll play that while we try to figure out what we're going to do here. That'll be done in 4 seconds. 3, 2. All right, well, thank you, Sidekick Chuck. This is on, I guess, the Howard Stern show or something recently. Some shit like that, right? All right. This is going to ruin the fucking shit anyway. There it goes. Aha, I figured it out. I'm gonna listen to this. Hang on. Let's cut this off. Come on, you piece of shit computer. Now that I got a new job, I can. We gotta talk about this. My tax return that I'm gonna get?
Yeah.
I can either get a new computer.
Wow.
Or an engagement ring.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you think?
I'm not going to say shit.
You're not going to say shit. This is one I'm not going to get.
Yeah, I don't get involved in that.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what I should do. That's crazy. I'm not going to get engaged, man. I was thinking in my mind. I was like, you know, I could do... Technically, I could do that. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I'm not you, but you know what I would do.
Get the computer.
Poking whores.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of guy you are.
Party that money away.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
No, I don't do that.
All right. Well, again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Look at that. It's my mom.
Is
Hello?
It?
No. 718.
Sean Hummel.
It's not Sean Hummel.
What's that, New York?
Hello?
Just call my name and I'll be there.
Zolar. I'll be there. I don't have that song. What's up, Zolar? How you doing?
What's the word, brother?
I'm just here. We were just talking about you. Speak of the devil, you called in.
Yeah, well, you know what? I happened to tune in at 10 to hear you, and you had this fucking amazingly long intro, and I said to myself, I hope I'm not a bad fucking influence on the rest of these hosts with my fucking 8-minute intros.
Uh-oh. We have problems. No.
Anyway,
I might lose Winamp here all of a sudden. It might crash.
Well, you can close and reopen it.
Yeah, but we lose the show. I could probably keep playing the show, but that's just in the background right there. We'll just do that. Anyway, we have technical difficulties, but what was I talking about?
So what are you going to do? You going to restart the show?
I might have to. I might lose the fucking feed here real quick for a little bit until I restart Winamp. Anyway, yeah, so what? Real quick before we do that, what is it that you do exactly? You're a janitor, right?
Correct. We like to call ourselves custodial engineers.
Custodial staff, right?
Well, actually, I'm with all the firemen in the building. Firemen.
Okay. Do you have, like, a pension coming up at some point?
Oh, totally.
Okay. Right, I was just curious how that works out there. Like, up in New York, they take care of people like that. You know, right? Don't they? Like, aren't they more apt up there to government jobs to kind of...
Yeah, New York's nearly communist at this point.
Yeah, that's right. The Canadians. Socialist, for sure.
Socialist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, certain parts of the U.S., like, for instance, Florida is a non-union
yeah.
state.
Yeah, that's how it should be, too,
They'll
man.
Fire you right away if you try to make a union.
Teddy Roosevelt was a great man.
Right, well, that's the reason why I don't work as hard as I should, because I have a union back.
Yeah, he doesn't have to.
Oh, so you are? I was... Stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you need, and I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and I hope you can come up with the answers, baby. Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Okay, yeah. Ooh, what the hell? Oh, the phone. I forgot the phone. Hey, everybody, we're back. I guess Zola isn't back yet, that bastard. We're going to hang up on Zola. Fuck Zola. Sorry, Zola.
Zola's talking to his celebrity slut whore porn star friend. He's too busy to talk to us. Fine. That bitch doesn't want to talk to me. Can you believe that? Me, Carlito. How could she not want to talk to me?
Tell her we'll plug her movie.
Yeah, we will, too. We have tons and tons of listeners. So,
we'll
tell
our 72 listeners who all know how to get porn for free, probably. Because even I can do it, so I can imagine they know how.
Yeah, yeah. Damn it.
Who pays for porn? They always say all this money in porn, but I don't know who pays for it.
Yeah, it's a big free... It's just a few stupid people that make the money for whoever. I don't know.
I think they make that shit up just to demoralize us.
You think so?
Yep.
You think the porn industry is like a fucking thing? Is that what you're trying to say? Now here's Zolar again. Let's see who this is.
Wow.
Your call has been answered by an automated voice message system. Please leave your message.
Jesus H. You're in the madhouse.
No.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing.
Who am I speaking?
Him.
Tim. All right, what's up?
Oh, it's a pimp.
Oh, pimp. Pimp slut. What's up, pimp slut? Good evening.
Hey, yo.
Hey, man, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, but we're...
Yeah, I know. I hear that, man. It sounds like crap on the radio.
Yeah, well, thanks. Thanks for the support, buddy.
Pimp, okay.
You put the phone up to your mouth like you're talking.
No, but it's like reverberating. No, pimp, don't hang up.
Yeah, what are you going to hang up for? What's the matter?
Oh, never mind.
I was just yelling because it sounds weird.
Temporary difficulties.
Technical difficulty. So, were you saying you wanted to do a prank? Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we haven't done, like, shit for pranks here.
Yeah, let Pimp Slot do one.
We got Zolar in here. He gives his promise of talking to some porn star. We never get to talk to her.
We should, I mean, Zolar's probably hit that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he has.
We should ask him to name all the famous, semi-famous, you know.
Yeah, I was going to put him on the spot, but then
yeah, we'll ask him that.
You know, he lied. That wasn't Tabitha Z. He's like, I got to get out of here. I don't want to talk to them. Anyway. Yeah, we got, let's see here. We got Lynn Spears, who's a relative of Britney Spears. You try that.
You serious?
Yeah, that's what I got here. Confirmed. This is confirmed right here. We got, some place called a Fairy Tale Kingdom in Hawaii also they can do.
I say the, Britney Spears.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know if it's a cousin or a sister or not a sister. It's like
it could even be a guy. The name Lynn is kind of asexual.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, well, let's see what we can do then. Okay. Well, here comes Pimp Slut with the, I guess we're going to try for the first prank call tonight. Hang on, folks.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, it's a good gangster. Yeah, this is a story of famous dog. From the dog that chases this tail, we'll be busy. Dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmony dogs, house dogs, street
Your call, 199. It is dialed.
Oh, I fucked it up.
Please check the number and dial again.
I dialed it wrong.
Message.
God, a
already
man
know
named
Jesus.
Moses.
Already
would you
know
like
the
to
Lord.
Reach your hand out to Reverend Little John and just say, yeah. No?
I said, I already know the Lord.
Oh, my God. Well, if you don't want to let me tell you, then you should just burn in hell. My God, go kill yourself, bitch.
You do the same.
No, you do it more.
What a bitch. Hang on. We'll try to call her back in a second. It'll pop right back at us any second now. Any second now. So, Pimplet, how's your week been?
Pimplet.
Pimplet, I said.
Please enter your destination number now.
Shut up. Hang on.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 44 minutes, 29 seconds.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing, man?
Yeah.
Hey, sir, how are you?
Alright.
Good. You sound like good, you know? Like it is over there. Good. How much does it cost? Hello?
How much it cost, man?
Cost for
what?
For your woman.
Oh, you need to stop calling this house.
I'll be honest with you, I like your woman.
You don't know, there ain't no woman lives here.
I heard she do some good jobs, mate.
Did you notice she's missing some underwear?
Oh, she's missing some underwear, huh?
Yeah, she is.
Got some in my car, Holmes.
Yeah.
Huh? What'd you say?
It's in my car. I'm sitting in my car, I have it on my face.
Damn it.
Hello?
It's Julia Burrow.
Damn it. You messed it up.
Who did?
You did.
Why is it the beat? Like
it sounds like we got disconnected.
Oh, man.
Ah.
Hey.
Dang it, man. We're getting he was getting all riled up. All right. Well, that was kind of cool.
Please enter your destination number now.
Do I dare try it again? I think I do.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 35 minutes, 29 seconds.
This is the legal limit here.
Hey, you got your burrow. How are you bringing your crops?
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is the Reverend. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm on Reverend Yotel. If you don't quit calling here, I got your number, and I'm going to call the cops where you're at for harassing us.
What is number?
So stop calling here.
What,
no, not call.
What is number? What is number?
See, that's a good drop right there.
That was good.
Stop calling here.
They may
don't
know.
Don't call here no more.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll call the local police when you're at.
I'll call the sheriff. What do they call a sheriff? The stupid rednecks. Yeah.
Oh, someone tell
him
what you're doing.
Stop calling my number.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that was pretty good, Pencil. Thanks for joining in on that. That was interesting. What the fuck?
Let's do another number, man. Come on, just one more.
Oh, whatever. Hang on. Let's see what I got.
Whatever.
We got Pumpkin Pete's One Stop Hot Stuff Pizza. Wow.
That's a good place.
Yeah, right there. Or this
pumpkin pizza.
Pumpkin pizza. Yeah, I want that pizza right there.
I live in a pumpkin.
Hot stuff pizza. Sounds like they shit in it or something like that. We shit in every big vat of pizza sauce. That's nasty. Man, do you ever,
that's what I do. I work at a pizza shop, and that's what I do, but people don't know that.
Oh, that's
cool. Wow. You wouldn't think very many pimps work at pizza shops.
No. Yeah. Explain that, pimp slut. Well, he's a pimp, Bezos.
I don't work at a pizza shop. Actually, I walked out on my job. I used to work at Popeye's. You actually did a prank phone call there.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, we talked to that manager, and he said he wasn't black, and he is black, right? You know, something
like
that?
Yeah, that was funny. I was bagging on him so bad. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah, would you? Yeah, he's black, and I asked him if he was black, and he's like, no, I'm not black.
Why would he deny his race?
I don't know. I deny, I'm Puerto Rican all the time when I get pulled over. I'm like, no, sir, I'm Italian.
Spanish. I mean, Italian.
I'm Italian. I'm white. No, sir.
I walked out on my job. Those pricks pissed me off. So I was like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah? Did you ever eat any chicken? Like, off?
Yeah, I took a whole bunch of shit out. I jacked, like, 6 cheesecakes, and I bounced.
Did you ever, eat the skins, off the chicken before you served it? Just, eat the skins off it and put it in the basket?
Was hooking a whole bunch of people up. People I didn't even know. I was giving them, 10 extra pieces of chicken. I knew I was gonna walk out that day.
Yeah. Did you ever?
I wish I knew you were nearby so I could eat free chicken.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That's right.
Yeah, but
not anymore.
But, what you said, Carlito? Publix is better.
You see, yeah, I argue with him about this. His manager, he's like, no, that sucks. Publix is like, fuck you, man. Publix is the best in Florida.
He's right.
Yeah, yeah. All you people out there are missing. I have Publix fried chicken today, as a matter of fact.
Excellent.
Once a week, I have to limit myself to once a week.
Let's Carlito, where are you at in Florida? Orlando?
Yeah, Orlando, yeah, man. Orlando area. Okay. Yeah. And you're in Tampa, is it? Or you're in St. Pete, or what is
no,
it?
No, I just moved to Spring Hill, so north.
Is that gangster?
No, that's old people, man.
Spring Hill is gangster.
Spring Hill?
Yeah.
Where is Spring Hill?
I live in a new neighborhood. It's just being built.
See, you got about 5 years left.
Right, I think it's a Spring Hill neighborhood to
live. It should say Spring Hill, soon to be Puerto Rican, Puerto Rican majority any second now, yeah. They're all over the place, those Puerto Ricans.
Oh, white guy moved there, must be safe.
Exactly.
My brother-in-law picked up a couple Mexicans to work in his computer factory or whatever.
Really?
Illegally, and he pays them $5 an hour, and they clean the whole place.
Wow. $5 an hour?
They can't say anything. They can't really say anything.
Because they get deported, yeah.
His brother
killed
him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Well, that's gangster right there. Well, you have bragging rights, pimp slut, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for you. You got any shout-outs? Do you have any women out there who might be listening tonight? Did you want to give a shout-out to?
Well, uh-oh. My punk-ass brother is actually listening.
I think we lost power. We may have lost the internet again. No, it stayed on. I have battery backup. The show can technically run if the lights were to go out. We'd be in the dark, and we'd only have one monitor. But yeah, that has a battery backup.
Where's your battery? I didn't see one.
It's the same. It runs from here all the way over there. Line right there.
Is that it?
Yeah, that one right there. Tight. Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, all right, man, we're gonna let you go. Thank you for calling.
Awesome.
All right, you have yourself a good night.
You too.
All right,
there.
Normally I play applause right now, but sorry, I don't have it set up because of our technical shit. So
did we ever hear from Milkman again?
He said he was going to sleep, and then he went in the chat room.
I'm going to sleep.
I don't get that guy sometimes.
I'm going to go in the chat room and talk You're shit.
Yeah. All right, let me hear
Usher
this.
Harry Carly, yo.
The one I hate you.
Hey, I never heard that before. You got to play that.
What's that?
Yeah, the top one.
Bombs Over Baghdad?
Yeah, Razor Machine.
Yeah,
all right.
We'll play that in the next break. All
right.
Nice. I ain't going to play this.
Here's a guy to write with a New Yorker who says that shit means jumping up and...
The locker room, at least.
All right.
And, listen, you've heard of his old tirade.
I'm the happiest son of a bitch in the world. And that son of a bitch who writes under that Daily News, that fucking guy they call the fucking nose, who says that shit, me jumping up and down, is horse shit, you ought to let him feel like I have. Who the fuck is that cocksucker anyway? Some fucking guy that writes with a New York Daily News called the fucking nose. He says, sort of jumping up and down. That's the fucking way I feel when my team wins. And if I
fucking want to jump up and down when my fucking team wins, and if I want to hug my fucking players when they fucking do good, I'm going to do it. I don't give a shit what the fucking nose says.
Swear on.
And I'll tell you, them cocksuckers get away with that fucking shit. Them motherfuckers.
The best thing is that the reporters just keep fucking
fuck them. Lucky motherfuckers! Kind of fucking up cocksuckers! Get by with that fucking shit! And put that in your fucking paper, TJ! Every fucking word I said, put in the motherfucking paper! I don't give a fuck, TJ!
How do you spell?
Put that in that motherfucking paper you work for! What the fuck is the name of that paper, TJ?
Tommy, what was your opinion of your name?
Get the fuck out of here, Joe.
No, I'm serious. I'm
serious, too. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to fucking talk to you.
Sal and Richard took that Tommy Lasorda clip and pulled TJ's tires. You got to remember that. TJ's tires.
Thank you for calling.
Here's TJ Ram.
No, sir, he isn't.
My grandfather bought some tires from your company. Bobby Lasorda.
Bobby Lasorda.
That's right. The son of a bitch has popped on him. If you think I'm lying to you, I want to put my wife on the phone.
I don't think you're lying to me.
Hello?
Hello? To whom am I speaking with, please?
Dolores Lasorda.
Okay.
We signed a paper guaranteeing your tires. Do you remember the paper?
No, sir, I did not.
Did you just call me, sir?
If I did, I'm sorry.
Let me put Grandpa on, because he needs to understand what kind of warranty he signed.
I do not know anything about a warranty.
Here you go, Grandpa. Talk to the man.
Hello?
Motherfucker!
Sir, you are talking to the wrong man. I've spoken with three individuals. You need to give me a number, and we'll let the man who...
Get the fuck out of here, Joe.
Man, you know who you're talking to?
Every fucking word I said, put in the motherfucking paper. I don't give a fuck, TJ.
I don't deal with the paper, sir.
Yeah, put that in your fucking paper, TJ.
You take it up with TJ.
Who the fuck is that cocksucker anyway?
He owns this fucking place. I told you I have nothing to do with it.
I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit either.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to fucking talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you either, you
fucking shit. Cocksuckers.
I don't deserve this shit.
Fuck them.
I tell you what,
fucking
you ever come down here, I'll straighten your ass out myself.
Son of a bitch.
Why?
Hey, Zola. Hey, put Zola on the phone.
Your milk, by the way, sounds better when you're sick. Hey, how you doing, Zola? Welcome back.
Hey, Zola.
Hey, it sounds so much better when you're sick.
I'm all right. I just killed a goat. I'm wearing his blood.
God damn it, I told you to stop sticking your pecker in so deeply.
I can't help it. It's the only thing I love most.
You just sound like a sick Bill Clinton. That's funny. All right. What's up, Zola? What happened to Tabitha Stevens? What happened?
Well, dude, as you know, I have major connections with lots of porn stars in the adult industry, and Tabitha Stevens happens to be one of my friends.
Yeah.
And she was letting me know that she's coming in Tuesday, and she wants me to go and meet her in Scores, which is the top club choice of strippers for Howard Stern's show.
How many porn stars have you fucked, Zolar?
Yeah.
You know what? In all honesty, I have to say none.
Wow, really?
Yeah, you know, allowed to fuck the porn stars.
This kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
What?
That's kind of upsetting.
You know what? You're not allowed to fuck the porn stars because if you don't have your current AIDS test and paperwork, you are unable to bang the porn stars.
Why don't you get that?
Well, you have to be in the industry, and, you know, there's like fucking 15 doctors within whatever states there are available to shoot these porns. You know, it's a whole fucking union. You know that porn industry is the biggest industry of money making in the United States?
I know. I didn't know that. That can't possibly be true.
You want bet money on it?
How can that be make more money than, like,
nothing. Jesus. Nothing makes more money than porn.
Churches make more
money. But I don't even see who pays for it. Like, I never pay for porn.
I've never paid for porn.
My life, never.
Yeah,
I refuse to give. I'm not going to give my money to those whores.
Yeah,
I have to honestly say that I never purchased any porn other than maybe a DVD once or twice in my entire life.
Are they super expensive, too? For like $100? Huh?
No, I'd find an occasional Playboy magazine, and that would last me months.
Uh-huh.
I guess I do play for porn. I have a subscription. Well, my dad pays for that.
Yeah, but I don't consider Playboy.
Right, so anyway, I'm putting it out to any of Carlito's listeners as a prize for listening to Carlito. First person that's in the New York City proximity for Tuesday night is my guest. Whoever emails me first letting me know your phone number where I can make contact with you and have you checked out personally. If you'd like to come out to Scores to have Tabitha Stevens' birthday party at the famous, infamous Scores, you are my guest Tuesday night.
And then Zolar's going to give you a roofie and strangle you in his basement. On air.
On a Friday night.
I'm going to strangle this guy on air.
Zolar will asphyxiate his
name. Well, you know who's going to... It's probably the guy that no one wants to talk about. That's going to be the first person to get in touch with you. Is he eligible?
Who would that be?
The guy that Carlos won't talk about.
Prankmaster? Fuck that. Prankmaster.
Is Prankmaster eligible?
He's like, oh, hey, no, baby.
I want to go. Let's go.
Prankmaster is ineligible. Had he have been an upstanding individual and not fingered a 9-year-old girl, I would have made him the one to go. He would have been going to this party.
I think probably he's going to the McDonald's playground anyway. He's already got a play day set.
Zolar, a quick question. Zolar, when you go to Scores, how much will you go through in a night? And it's in an average night, how much does Zolar go through in a strip club? It may be Scores or another one.
You mean condoms?
No, not condoms. As in money. How much?
He wears condoms under his sweatpants.
How much money will you drop on a Zolar night when you just go out, whatever the Scores or some strip club, or you just with the boys? Are you apt to spend over $100 on one night? More than that? Less than
guaranteed,
that?
Guaranteed.
Wow. I could never do that. That would break my bank if I ever tried to.
You're kidding me? Hey, do you want to know something? I just came back this evening. Fucking from being in Manhattan, a 5-star hotel called the Mandarin Oriental. Look it up on the internet, everybody. Right. And check out the most expensive suite in the place. It's $2,700 a night I stayed in that suite.
Wow. So did you pay for
tonight.
It?
Yeah, who paid for it?
Yeah, who paid for it?
Oh, my sugar mama.
You see, Zolar's got this thing. Zolar, you got kids, right? You have a daughter or something like that?
I have 3 children.
You have 3 children. Okay. All right. Now, so you're hooking up with some rich lady, or you're in a relationship with a rich lady, or what's going on?
Janet Reno.
Yeah, it's Janet Reno.
Come here, Zolar.
What's the story? Are we allowed to know about it?
No, it's no secret. I'm in a relationship with a very
Batty Hurst.
Rich individual. Yes, I am. She is
Shaquille
quite a rich individual.
Shaquille O'Neal. Okay, so she's wealthy. She's got... Okay, so you'd say obviously more than $1 million, we'd say. I mean, the rumors
are
flying.
Over $10 million.
Wow.
That's nice. Good. You must be peeling it back pretty well, or just hitting it pretty raw, aren't you, or something. You're doing something right, whatever you got.
I'm quite the cunning linguist.
That's
I'm
what
kind
it
of linguist.
Yeah, see, that's how you do it. And you don't do that, right? You know, you would
not really.
Yeah.
That's not my thing.
Not a big fan of it either, myself. Anyway, so, okay. So, yeah, because the rumors fly that you can't get married to her because... You got some divorce, and other people say that it's not
even
true.
I'm waiting for my divorce papers to come through.
So that is true. There is actually ballast to that right
so
now.
So when you get married, you're going to spread the wealth around, right?
Yeah, man. You got
totally, totally.
Okay.
I'm going to throw a big party. I'm going to throw a big party for my closest people that I know, and we're all going to meet somewhere, in a tropical area and have a gigantic party.
Okay. Wow.
Come down to Florida, man.
Yeah, Florida sucks.
Go down to Miami, man.
Let's go to Cuba.
PCU Live.
Let's go to Cuba. They'll let us kill people there.
Exactly.
Let's go to Cuba and hunt peasants, Zolar.
Yeah, we'll go to Thailand and get some 13-year-olds.
We'll all be meeting in Florida to take the cruise.
Oh, all right.
Zolar, you know, you could afford a trip to Thailand to hook up with some 13-year-old girls if you wanted to.
But I'm not
into
prank master.
Still jealous of you.
Just
to make him jealous.
Just to come back and say, "Hey, prank master,
can
smell my fingers."
Yeah, man. You know, we don't condone that. Totally not.
I don't think prank master would like that because they're not young enough for him.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you got a point. It's a little too young.
He likes them hairless.
Yeah. So man, you gotta convince the dead to come out to that. I think it'd be awesome if you got him to go to Scores, him or somebody like that. You gotta think of whoever let's not be rude and call the douchiest. Well, whoever you think would be funniest in that situation, out of the PCU people, try to see if you can get them to get out there or something like that. I'll throw $5 into a fund or something like that. get someone enough gas money to get there or something.
Yeah,
like
maybe
that.
If you throw
well,
in enough money, you can pick a bank.
Didn't I offer to send you some money while you were out without a job?
Yeah, but I told you not. Yeah, I know. I told you not to. I'm like, no, don't do that. I didn't even take you seriously, though. I didn't think you were being serious. I was like, yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah, once you sign the check, then he gets your soul after you die.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Zohar in actuality.
Zohar, quote, Satan.
I'm Satan.
Yeah, I told you.
Let's be called him out. He can't deny it.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, that's cool. It was great getting to talk to you on this level.
But Tabitha didn't want to come on.
Any other questions? But I'd like to say, man, that the Mandarin Oriental has fucking phenomenal service. The room was fucking overlooking Central Park and shit, man. It was awesome. I took pictures. Once I translate them onto the computer, maybe I'll post a few of them and whatnot.
How was the food compared to, like, say, Denny's?
Hey, check this out, dude. I had breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. Guess how much the breakfast was for two?
$500.
No. I mean, more realistically.
$420.
Yeah.
$420?
Yeah.
No, yeah. It was $200.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Was it
just like eggs?
And all I had was, this is everything. There was a large coffee, which came in this beautiful sterling silver or whatever the fuck it was. Who knows?
Did you have to
you
keep
know
it?
What I mean? But, I mean, it was a beautiful presentation. But there was an egg omelet, bacon on the side, and there was English muffins, there was fruit, and a steak, of course. You know, it was steak and egg.
Steak
for breakfast. What's wrong with you? Goddamn fucking, you hear that shit?
Yeah.
I gotta deal with here.
And the orange juice with the champagne in it.
Nice.
A mimosa?
Yeah. So how much did you
mimosa,
guys...
Mimosa,
how much did your
mimosa.
Sugar mama tip on that?
Oh, no. You charge everything to the room.
Oh,
you don't... Do you know... Listen.
No, yeah, I've never been in a hotel better than, like, the Motel 6. Most of the time, I would sleep in my car if I was traveling.
Seriously?
I'm not a hotel person. That's a waste of money.
That's nasty, super yeah. Car, man. Car's
by the way, I bring my machete with me, and I hide it under me. And, like,
listen,
that way...
Carlito.
Yeah, go ahead. Shut this douchebag up, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead, man. What's up?
No, I want to let you get back to your show, so I want to say, guess how much the total bill was at the end?
$240.
No, he's talking about the whole, like,
oh, the whole thing?
$4,000.
No, not $4,000.
Close, but guess again.
$3,500.
$3,289.
You're going in the wrong direction.
Oh, okay, 4,000.
I'm sorry, it was 2 days.
$15,000.
I told you how much the room was, right?
Yeah, we're stupid, though.
Breakfast was $500, you said, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, you didn't say $500. You said $200.
The room was $420, right? The massage was...
No, the room wasn't $420. I told you, the room is fucking $2,600 a night.
$2,600
times 3.
Times 4. 4.
Oh.
3. How many days was you there?
2.
2 days.
2 days. Okay.
That's $6,000.
$5,200.
Did you eat, like, every day? You eat all your meals from them?
Yeah. No, not on them. You have to pay for everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you ate all your meals there. So I bet you it was $30,000.
No, it was fucking $8,000.
Jesus Christ, that's more money than I make in a year, I think.
Check it out. Listen, we did massages and facials and sat in the spa and had to bring breakfast.
Did you guys both get your back shaved?
Yeah, I had my back waxed.
Nice.
No, you didn't. Come
did
on.
Did you really?
Well, no, I didn't, but she did. She had all, like, Brazilian. She had, like, a whole Brazilian wax done, but I had a manicure, a pedicure, a facial.
Yeah. All right.
Is this person, Zohar, is this person rapping Granny?
She's 46.
All right.
How old are you, Zohar? Are you don't mind just asking.
I'm 39.
Okay.
All right, look at
she's
you.
She's a jaguar, a cougar, or a jaguar.
Cougar.
I don't know what the exact word
it's
is.
It's a cougar, I thought.
Cougar?
Yeah.
She's a cougar.
Nice. Is she a wasp? Is she Italian? Is she Portuguese?
Is she a white girl, or what is it? What's going on?
Yeah, she's Italian, and the money comes from some fucking Guinea background somewhere. Her husband is very pissed off.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you might get wagged, you know. So
not
cool.
Me, man. What am I doing?
I don't know. You guys pissed off.
Yeah, you don't want to go there, man. I'm worried about you now, but yeah. Well,
No. The husband, the ex-husband came and had a talk with me.
Did he slap you around or anything, or...
No. You didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
these guys don't
do
fucking touch you. They just look at you.
Oh, okay.
So I want to beat up some cop in a parking lot, he said. Didn't you? Didn't you do that shit? Didn't you beat up some cop in a parking lot at a Howard Stern event or something?
No, I was at a bar out in Long Island, and he wasn't just a cop. He was like one of those fucking state troopers with the leather jacket and the boots all the way up to their thighs.
He was dressed in that?
No, but he was one of the big strapping fucking Aryan Nation type guys.
Oh, damn, and he kicked his ass.
Yeah, they're usually the biggest punks.
Yeah, wow. So, yeah, they got the biggest chip on their shoulders,
so
that's for sure.
Did you, like, flee the scene after you were done defeating him? Did you run away?
No, actually, I picked him up from the floor where he was bleeding, and I kissed him on the forehead and asked him to come have a drink, but he said no.
Oh, wow, so he didn't call the police on you or anything. Like, I'd be worried all his buddies would show up and stomp you on your way home or something. Yeah. Give you a DUI.
I'm sure he was just calling himself an ambulance at that point.
So well, I heard that he hired that Muslim guy to kill you in that deli, and you were able to stop him.
You want me to touch his muffin and give him the diseases that would kill him?
Give my family $5,000. I blew myself up.
I was going to put a suicide bomb in your muffin.
You're going to be able to see my nose.
He was sprinkling anthrax on my blueberry.
I take this anthrax from behind my ear and I'm putting it on your muffin. Bad man.
It's either an Aryan cop or it's that your woman's husband or your woman's ex-husband or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, any time I've ever been arrested in life, it's always been for assault.
Well, good.
Yeah,
never
well,
anything else, but
yeah, I mean, like, you know, people, you shouldn't really be ashamed of assaults, because usually you had a good reason for it, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I haven't been convicted, just arrested for it many a time in the past.
Zor, you're like a Jedi. Like, you only fight for good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I only fight if somebody starts with me.
You're like a Fraggle.
Fraggle.
Yeah, right. I'm Fraggle. I'm like Wembley.
Wembley.
All right, then. Well, we've talked long enough. People get pissed. You know, he's like, oh, we need pranks. You know how it is.
Well, then do a fucking prank phone call with me.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's right.
Help you out. Okay. You ain't got a milkman. I come here to help you.
Oh, we don't have a milkman. That's right. Yeah, you are a prank caller. Hang on. I got a ton of shit. People keep sending in stuff, man. What we got here? We got Scores. He can't call Scores. No, yeah.
Sure I can.
All right, Scores Eastside. I'll give them a call. All right, Chuck. Man, why don't you call one of those towers? You never call anything about exclusive. You were talking to Eric the Midget and stuff all the time. You never call anybody like that. Like,
what do you want me to do?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. See, I wouldn't know. You have to give me a week and call somebody. I don't even know. Who do you got in your phone book there? Anybody interesting? You got Tabitha Stevens, apparently. Jeez. Anyway,
no, first of all, I asked her to go on the air, and right now she's in contract with a company, and she can't do that until, you know, she's released from the contract on Tuesday.
Dude, come on, it's fucking PCU, it's so funny. I don't want
to
go.
Yeah, but dude, that's a breach of contract, and then they won't have to pay her for all the work she already did.
Oh, well, fuck that, yeah, we don't want to fuck her up then. Yeah, all
right. Right.
All right, well, okay, now what's better, Scores East Side or West Side? Is there a difference? I know they're two different places, I know that much, but.
Yeah, one's new and one's the original.
All right, well, which one are we calling? Which one? Which what?
One you want. Call whichever one you want.
All right, Scores East Side, then. Do that. Boom, boom, boom. All right, hang on, Zolar, and hang on, everybody else. We'll be right back with another prank call. Just one more.
Side one. Thank you for calling Scores. Isabella speaking.
Hi, Isabella?
Excuse me?
Is this Isabella?
No, I'm sorry.
What'd you say your name was?
Arellis.
Oh, Arellis?
Yes.
Who's managing tonight?
Mass is calling?
Yeah, it's Jonathan Myers. I was in there last night with my son. We dropped about 4,000.
Okay, and you would like to speak to the manager?
Yeah, who's managing is what I'm asking you.
There's Noel and Felix, Arizona.
Right. What happened? I was there last time with my son last night, and I didn't see Big Joe, Big John, or whatever the hell his name was, the big guy.
Give me one second, please.
I feel the large television screens and monitors. And, of course, you're also surrounded by our very own Scores Dream Team. For more information on our sporting events,
I can never go to this place because that was so disgusting.
Yeah.
I would probably throw up as soon as I walked in there.
So how much does it cost to get a beer there, this place? Would you say?
Oh, like about $13, $15.
What?
Never goes.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, Big John doesn't work here anymore.
All right, listen, it's not a problem. Last time I had a problem there, I spoke to him, but I wanted to know who was managing, because one of the girls last night spilled the drink on my penny loafers, you know, and these are my favorite shoes, and, she didn't say sorry. I spent all that money, and the girl looks at me like I'm a dope when I tell her she spilled something on my shoes like I should expect it from the club.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I mean, is this a gentleman's establishment, or are we running the bottom, you know, some kind of bordel?
No.
Honey.
That's the funniest part of the movie.
What the hell was that? Zol, are you there?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
She hung up on you.
She hung up on you, rude bitch. What the hell is that?
She didn't hang up.
Is she still there?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, she may not be there anymore, but she didn't hang up. What happened?
I don't know. What the fuck, man? Now they hung up.
Please enter your destination number now.
So you know what? I think that she heard what's his name laughing in the background.
Andy.
No, I wasn't laughing that loud.
I don't know. I don't
know.
Well,
if she can hear, if I can hear Andy, can she hear Andy?
Yeah.
Because I heard Andy loud and clear laughing.
Yeah, that happens.
Alright, I won't laugh anymore.
Okay.
He goes, I won't laugh anymore.
I'll just sit here stone-faced.
Sure. Very stern, I am.
I was going to see if she can clear this up with some, you know, oral sex from my son, and then I was going to let you talk to her.
Yeah, but the damn bitch didn't call.
Yeah.
Yo!
What are you saying?
No, we're my new voice, my Eddie voice. Have you heard it yet? Do you know what that is? Have you heard the prank calls I did with the Puerto Rican guy? The dumb Puerto Rican guy? No.
Yes.
Zola doesn't pay attention to me. Anyway,
I'm saying yes to you. I'm letting you finish your sentence, you fucking moron.
I'm listening, I know. This is messing with you. Zolar, we're going to let you go. I'm going to have to, probably take a break here in a second, but I thank you very much for calling.
All right, that's it. Fuck you. I'll never call the fucking stupid show again. You're fucking finished.
You're calling back. You know.
I didn't mean to laugh,
quit TCU because of you now.
What if? This guy's
going to
quit.
I'm not coming back to the chat rooms ever again. I'm not going on the forums, and I hate TCU. Even if you piss on my feet, I'm not coming back.
Wow, man. Yeah. You notice he's gone now, by the way. Prankmaster's, like, disappeared, thank God. I think it's finally over.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that earlier, that I didn't see him on the instant messenger lately.
Yeah, I think it finally happened. I for one, am happy. He has been missing. Yeah, well, actually, he messaged me before the show, so fuck it. He's listening.
Oh, really?
He probably is, yeah. He just says hi. I don't even ever answer him, that faggot.
Oh, I didn't see his little thingy thing on, unless I blocked it, and that's why it doesn't even come up. All right, dude, so go take a piss, play a song, do what you gotta do. And Andy, nice hearing you in the background there. You're always a fucking good added part of Carlito's Madhouse.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, well, it's good to hear from you, Zolar.
Yeah, doubt, brother.
All right, man. Peace out. Take care.
Welcome to a new job if I don't speak to you before that.
Yes, sir. I will let you know. Bye-bye now.
All right,
Take care.
Cut him off. This is
he said, "Take care."
Okay, good. All right, we shall take care, and you as well. Thank you, Zolar. And normally, like I said before, normally applause now, but I didn't have it ready. Down the hatch. Should I do some calls before we go to break? I'm thinking
probably,
so people don't get pissed off. Saw Rosenberg, Frank Rizzo. Let's do this one here. This one came in. Wow. Like what is that? What's 2311? 11/11. Okay, not that long ago. So this guy Sticky Icky, his friend Barbie says it's Trevor Levesque from Bathurst, and you want some of that. Try to sound slow. Okay. Well, okay, I guess so. And any song suggestion from what you see here in front? You want to hear this show?
Yeah, I never heard that before.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back with the next call. I was going to play this on a break. No one. Fuck it. Yeah, it's from National Underground. Underground's when I stop the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutan. You can't stop the train. If you want some, don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Weather man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sit in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit trying not to sweat. Hit somersaults without the net. But this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999.
Hello? Okay, good. My bad, I fucked up the phone.
This is Barbie and Wade. You know the drill.
I don't like that name, Wade. Sounds too much like Wad. It's too close to the word, at least, right? Faggot.
Okay. Sorry, Sticky Icky. Perhaps we'll try that later in the show. I got a guy named Bob Sponge, I guess, by Walnuts. Hell's Fury sent me one he wanted me to do. He said, call Walmart, ask for the toy section, describe a fleshlight. He might take a while to pick it up, but it'll be worth it.
That's fine.
Okay, perhaps. And Pimp's already talked to you. Alright. Yay, do some pro-gay pranks, says Acid. Well, good. Apparently Acid is a homosexual. Good for him. Oh, yeah, if you wanted to call in, no, I'm not giving that out yet. We'll get the phone out. We'll get the toll-free line out later. But the homepage for the Madhouse is madhouselive.com. Heartbreakers Nightclub in Houston, Texas. Phone in the girls' dressing room. Ah, I wonder if that works. Should try that. All right, hang on, folks. Let's try that.
I said I feel good about this prank call.
Guess not. It's too early to call that number, possibly. Here's a number from Lord Spoon for a Joseph Weiger. W-I-G-E-R, Wigger? Weiger?
Yeah.
Answered and yelled, what the fuck do you want? Well, hey, that's funny. Let's try to call that, then.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, may I speak with Joe?
Joe's not here. He's in Arizona. May I take a message?
Well, who am I speaking with?
This is his wife.
Then who was it that just answered the phone and told me what the fuck do I want?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're...
What number do you think you're calling?
I'm not going to give you my phone number.
Oh, no, what number do you think? My number.
Oh, you're out of your mind, lady. You call my house, I'm going to give you my phone number.
Oh, I don't want your... Okay, anyway, I guess you got the wrong number, maybe.
Are you coming on to me, Miss Wigger?
Bye.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Okay. Okay. What else do we have? We have a gas station called Lion's Pump and Hump. A guy who answered picked up and said hello about 5 times really fast before I could say hi.
That's strange.
Yeah. Probably some crank. James Nuts, my old science teacher from one of my old high schools. He is mourning. Mourning? He's Mormon?
Mormon,
yeah. He spelled Mormon. Has gray hair for science. Instead of teaching, he puts on Bill Nye the Science Guy. He's also an air-conditioned repairman and flies planes. Wow.
He's also a spy.
He probably is a spy. Fucking gay spy. Whatever. Okay, let me try to give him some shit about Bill Nye the Science Guy. Whatever happened to that guy, huh? That was a one-hit wonder.
Probably crack addict.
Yeah. I hope he's dead.
Yes. Hi. Nuts Residence, eh? Let me see if I can speak with James or Jim Nuts, please.
Mrs. Calling?
Yeah. My name is Ralph, and I'm representing Debovian, Debovian Knight, representing the estate of Mr. Bill Nye.
Okay. Hold on for a second.
Thank you. What's my last name? Littlejohn. Yes, hi. Is this Mr. James Nuts?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, sir. My name is Ralph Littlejohn, and I am an attorney with Debovian Knight, and we are representing the estate of Mr. Bill Nye. We'd like to ask you a few questions. We have some reports here that came into our office anonymously to our tip line regarding possible use of Mr. Bill Nye's materials that he had made before his untimely passing last month. And you may have possibly been playing these without express written consent from Mr. Nye or Disney Entertainment. Is this correct, sir?
Is this a joke?
No, sir, this is not a joke, and I can assure you that my name is Ralph Littlejohn. I'm representing the estate of Mr. Bill Nye. Now,
okay,
well,
here's the answer to your question.
Yes.
I'm a school teacher. And we use his videos in our science class. They're purchased by the school district, and I'm sure that we have all the rights to buy those. I'm sure the district bought them through the proper.
Apparently not. We're actually showing here that there's no records that those were purchased by any legal means. According to what we've seen here, they were actually bought on the black market in China sometime around 1995, around Mr. Nye's heyday. I don't know if you were around then or if you know about that. You sound rather young yourself, sir. But
Bill Nye really died?
Yes, he did, unfortunately.
How did that happen?
Auto asphyxiation.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of saying more than I should have, because for the time being, it was ruled an accidental shooting, but he actually did choke himself. But regardless, sir, this is, you know, this phone call mostly is to inform you that you are, formally inform you that you are under investigation. by the state of California, the city of Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Investigatory Committee in Actor Relations, the Screen Actors Guild, and the state of Bill Nye.
Okay.
Now, how would you like to plead?
You're crazy.
Sir, I'm now forced to inform you are under citizen's arrest.
Okay.
Okay.
You go right ahead.
I need you to please extend your palms out and give me a fingerprint sample, please.
You remember that teacher we had that looked like Uncle Fester that all he did was play Rescue 911 every fucking day? And he always called it, he never called it Rescue, he called it 911. <It's> like,
he go, if you kids don't be quiet, I'm going to roll a grenade over there.
Say, Germolini, if you keep doing, I used to do an impression of the bell. It sounded just like the bell, you know? And
very talented.
Yeah, so for my voice change, I think, or when it started changing, whatever.
That was like senior year. Your voice didn't change until senior year.
Yeah, I don't think. No, this is my freshman year at Deltona High.
He was a senior teacher, I thought.
No, he taught health, and I took it as a freshman class.
Yeah,
I took
that's
it,
true.
I got
you
it out
take
early.
Whenever, I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, he used to tell me, if you do that again, I'm gonna roll a pumpkin ball down this aisle right here.
A bounce, I'm gonna put a bouncing Betty under your chair, and you're gonna step on it. It's gonna blow your nuts off.
Punji, infected Punji.
I just shit all over some sharpened steaks. And put it under your chair. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Did you know that he was actually peeing in a cup every day? Like, he would play his Rescue 911, and then he was peeing in a Tupperware cup.
Because he had a bladder problem or something?
I think he was diabetic.
Oh,
but
really?
He would pee, for some reason, he would pee in this cup every day at the same time.
Like,
in
during
the back
class?
Of the
class? Like, just, ugh.
Yeah.
That's
and, then,
foul.
And then at one point, we've someone told me, I think he's peeing back there, and I looked, and I was like, oh, my God. And the word spread around, and then this one day I yelled out, don't forget to shake. And he got really embarrassed. And
I roll a grenade over there.
Yeah, he never really wanted to talk to me after that. It was
I'm
really
roll
funny.
A piss grenade over there.
Yeah, seriously, that fucking teacher used to pee in
the
class.
I never remember him peeing in class.
It was really sick. I don't know what that was about.
I remember him taking a shit once right on my desk.
You did?
Yeah.
On your desk?
Oh, Mr. Paris, I'm going to take a shit right here. This is a shit bomb.
You met, wasn't there a coach once that took
a shit bomb?
Wasn't there a coach that took a shit in the handicap bathroom and you walked by it and you smelled it when he opened the door? You're like,
Yeah. That's why I don't go in public bathrooms.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think it was where PE coaches were alcoholics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, or just something. Filled souls. Dead souls. But no, I don't know if Bill Nye is fucking dead. I just made that up.
That was a good call, though.
He got kind of nervous there for a
Bill
second.
Is Bill Nye really dead?
Yeah, exactly. Elvis died in a tunnel from
the
Anyway. Yeah. He should die, that bastard. Okay. Well, that was that. Thank you very much. That was from Lord Spoon. Ray Milkman. I don't know. We'll keep that open. Maybe later. Gino, I guess, on MSN, has sent me a request. We have Hussein Khaki. He is a white, washed, clubbing whore that jacks off 24/7, does a lot of phone sex, and believe anything you say, call him. What?
I didn't know that person.
I think he's Muslim, this guy.
Yeah, that looks like a Muslim name.
Yo, call Hussein Khaki.
Why did he put anthrax on Zola's muffin?
He's a white, washed, clubbing whore that jacks off 24/7. He's a sick bastard. I'll call him. I'm going to talk to him. Just
I think that's Indian that you're doing right there.
So whatever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Indian. Give us back Nepal.
You're the fucking
I can't,
political correctness police.
My Arab and Indian sound exactly the same, too.
It's all the same.
Bill Nye married some bitch named Blair Tindall, says Lonesome Loser.
And I was
Who's Blair Tim?
Weekend at Bernie's. Weekend at Bill Nye's.
Weekend at Bill Nye's.
Fire with the Bunsen burner. That's funny as hell. That's a good one. Weekend at Bill Nye's.
That's funny.
Sorry, David Faustino.
David Faustino.
Corey Haynes.
Please enter your destination number now.
Hung up on me. Oh, bastard. Let's try the other number. It's going to be too late by the time I get to it. Shit. Yep.
Phone's messing up, son of a bitch. I'll try one more time. Andy, say something. There's no way to have Milkman say something really dumb.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel the sickness.
It's coming back again. Need some more Golden Seal. That's what it is. Well, anyway, yeah, the homepage for the site is madhouselive.com. That was weird. The phone's in really fucked up shit right now. Okay. If this doesn't work, we'll take a short break and try to regroup. There we go, I got it. About time.
Hello?
Yes?
The devil's going on.
Who's this?
My name is... Hey.
Who's in there?
Who's in there
sleeping?
Who is this? Who's in there?
Yeah. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I've got the phone messing up.
I laughed and I fucked up.
Seriously, the phones are messing up. That sucks. Oh, is the battery dying on the phone? There it goes. Now it's working. Anyway. Okay, I gotta take a break. I gotta fix the phone real quick. So all y'all just stand by. When I come back, I'm gonna get to some more of your prank calls. I'm gonna take a quick look here, see what's going on very quickly. MacGyver is saying, one of my shows, I gotta call this guy that used to play BFV with us in Sin. He never stopped fucking talking on TeamSpeak. Total jackass, Ted. What was his syntax? For Munda. Yeah, that was a little fucking kid. I wonder who that is. Anyway, well, good to talk to you, fellow Sin clan member. I used to be in that clan. Back when I was a gamer. I wasn't really a gamer. I played Battle for Vietnam. You remember that, Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I didn't play that.
Yeah, but yeah, sure. We'll give For Munda a call. That kid was a faggot, man. I hated that stupid little fucking kid. Persian Gino. I guess maybe that kid is Persian. That's why he knows people named Hussein. That didn't work out. Your boy's sleeping. Maybe we'll get him next time. Lord Spoon, thank you for contributing as you did. And Jay Nefarious, Saul Rosenberg and Frank Rizzo. I don't know. Those are long shots, but we could try them, I guess. Lonesome Loser, of course, has sent me a bunch of numbers that we're going to have to get to when we get back from the break. What else? Hell's Free wants me to call Walmart. I guess we could try that when we get back. There's a toll-free line here for an internet show talking about video games. Tell the guy he has a sexy voice. Saigon is begging me to do that call. And Saigon's a dick sometimes, but I guess I'll do it. And then Sticky Yicky, who sent me the request to call that dude earlier. That Barbie chick. But she didn't answer. Right, hang on.
Hello.
Yo.
Who am I speaking?
Oleg. I'm calling from Cali. I go to Reseda, and I thought something would be really funny.
Okay, what's that?
You can call it, like, kind of an old lady and okay. Tell her son asked us to call you because he wanted to purchase some porno.
Porno?
Yeah.
Pornography. Okay.
Yeah.
An old lady.
And shout out to Hell's Fury.
Hell's Fury, shout out. Who's this I'm speaking with in the chat? Are you in a chat room or are you just friends of
Hell's
Fury?
Yeah, I'm in chat room. Tickle Me.
Oh, Tickle Me. Okay, I saw you talking in there. Okay. I don't think I have an old lady, though, unfortunately, in my list of stuff here. I got Manchester Center. I'm sure if I get an old lady who calls. Oh, there's an old hick guy. That's always fun. Chuck Queer Tony.
Yeah.
That's funny. Cool. All right, well, when I come back from the break, I'll try to do that. How's that sound?
All right.
Oh, hey, no problem. Hey, thanks for calling, dude.
Yeah.
Bye.
It was kind of rude, wasn't it? I was like, yeah.
You were very friendly.
Yeah, I wasn't. I'm sorry about that. Just in a little bit upset over the phone situation. But it should... Apparently, it's fixed because it didn't sound too bad that time. So as I try to get the break ready, let me continue. To let you know, you can call us here toll-free at 1-888-278-8509. But again, if you call now, I may not answer. Probably won't answer because I'm going to be taking a break. So again, as I said, bear with us. If you're using AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, you can send in your prank requests or your comments. MadhouseLive.com is the homepage for the site for the show. And the PCU homepage is KDKPrankCalls.com. All right. So, sit tight. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to The Madhouse on PCU Radio. Brooklyn.
Stay tuned for more Madhouse on PCU Radio.
What? Running a motherfucker?
Lo siento, Carlito.
Yeah, Madhouse will be back in just a few.
Te quiero, Carlito. We gotta do some beat.
Like an armor cannon flame.
Madhouse will be back in just a few.
Take care of Carlito. We gotta do some business.
Yeah. Hey. What's up, people? Clap, clap, clap. It's 12:05, and I'm eating chicken. It's 12:05 a.m. It's Friday morning, finally. TGIF, bitches. And we're here listening to Madhouse. Madhouse make prank call for you, make funny time. Andy's left. Andy's feeling sick, actually. So, yeah. Andy left. So it was just me with no Milkman. Because Milkman, I guess Milkman's sound card wasn't working right. And we lost him. But no problems. Because I flew solo many a time in the afternoon. And did just fine. KDK is talking in the chat room where you can join him and everybody else. On PC Radio for the time being. We're at kdkprankcalls.com. KDK is mentioning to Jupe that he should change the name of his show. The Retard Show, I guess it's called. Retard Night. To Jupe Nation. And I really like that idea. I think Jupe Nation would be a nice word for it. Now, I asked Jupe to give us a call here, but I guess he's busy. He won't be able to do that. So, we know he's listening. Thank you, Jupe, for listening. Good luck with everything. He's got a lot of homework, that Jupe kid. He says he has more homework than most college students. Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. Because if you're a full-time college student and you're for real, you live, eat, and breathe fucking homework, alright? There's always something to do. There's always something to read. There's always some quiz. There's always some test. There's always some formula. There's always some paper. There's always some project. There's always something or some class or some shit to do when you're in college, okay? It's the real world. So enjoy high school as long as you can, Jupe, because it's going to come at you. And now you're going to be saying, oh, man, I wish I was in high school, man. It'd be so much better, man. Yeah. Anyway. Guys, I apologize for the show tonight. Maybe I'm just not feeling it. Thing is, I'm running on fumes. I just finally got my new job. finally got a job after being unemployed for just not that long. And only 6 weeks I was trying to find a job. I didn't even really try. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I could have been on unemployment for months and months and months. And I boxed myself into a position where I found a job that I couldn't refuse. So we'll see what happens. Still haven't passed that drug test, so I don't know the... I don't know for sure they got a negative on that, so hopefully it is a negative and nothing's found. Anyway, talking too much. I'm boring the hell out of my audience. Lonesome Loser in the chat room. Anyway, oh yeah, kdkprankcalls.com, as in kill, death, kill. kdkprankcalls.com in the chat room. Lonesome Loser has sent me numbers all night, as he normally does, and we thank you very much, Lonesome. Virginia and John Goat asked to talk to his wife, Virginia. She's pretty funny. Well, all right. We'll do that right now. Hang on, folks. Here comes Virginia Goat.